Multiplied blessings. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. O man seeks after happiness, fulfilment, contentment in so many different ways. Many seek it through the insatiable desire for wealth and riches in abundance. Others see it as just getting to the end of a week to escape from the rat race of life. Some equate happiness with learning and with the accumulation of knowledge. Still more identify their dream with power and influence over other people. Many and varied are the ways that man seeks after his dream in this world. But Scripture gives its own definition of happiness, contentment, blessedness. Christ calls the meek, the merciful, and those that seek after him as blessed. The book of Psalms commences with a mighty proclamation of the blessed man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, what a lovely benediction to open this book, so beloved by so many. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that does not stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man that does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Oh, this description is one that is not influenced by the words and wisdom of the ungodly. This illustrates the person that walks in the world but does not hearken to its folly. This details the individual whose footsteps are ordered of God, not by deceitful man. This blessed man has a right focus, away from the world, centered on the Lord. For his delight is in the Lord his God. Oh, his pleasure is in righteousness and truth. Yet the downward spiral of those that follow the path of Demas is outlined here. Demas loved the world and forsook the path of a disciple. This man is one that stopped walking God's way to listen to Mr. Worldly Wiseman, loitering in the arena of sinners, finally sitting down happily in their company. Oh, how we recognize this tendency in worldly Lot compared with faithful Abraham. The blessed one is the man that delights in the word of God. The wise man is the one that meditates upon God's truth. It is this man who contemplates the beauty of the Lord. When decisions are to be made, he seeks God in his dilemma. When he rests or rises, he carries God's word in his heart all day. Blessed is the man that delights in his word. Blessed is the man that meditates upon him day and night. The blessed one is the one that faithfully remains in the place where God has placed him. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That man shall be a fruitful vine, a strong cedar, a blessed man indeed. For blessings of God are not the sort of baubles sought after by the world. Fame and fortune, power and prestige, wealth and worldly wisdom. God's rivers of blessing contain all that man needs. Rivers of pardon and promise, streams of love and grace, cascades of his fellowship. The blessed man has rivers of living water streaming forth from him to others. God is the never-ending ocean of supply for the one that keeps him as his focus. The rivers of blessing that flow from the Lord are eternal in their provision. The rivers by which this blessed one is planted are never failing for the one of faith. This is the one that is so blessed and has further blessings to come. Blessings that are not of this world, but eternal gifts from God. This man brings forth his fruit in his season. Only the one that remains by the river of supply will be satisfied. Only the one that abides in Christ, the true vine, will bring forth fruit, more fruit, much fruit, to the glory of the Father. Prolific fruit, high-yielding fruit, abundant fruit in its own season. And all that this man turns his hand to do shall prosper. What a promise! Though the tree may only appear to have leaves, buds, blossoms, in time, in God's time, that tree will bring forth 20-fold, 50-fold, 100-fold, if you remain in me and I in you. This is the man that brings forth the fruit of God's Holy Spirit. Love in times of hostility, joy in times of pain, peace in times of trouble, long-suffering in times of frustration, gentleness in times of oppression, goodness in times of evil, faith in times of testing, meekness in times of irritation, temperance in times of temptation. God knows the way you take, and God is the only one that looks on the heart. And his eyes are travelling throughout the world to find a man after his own heart. And blessed is such a man. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.